Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Funisumata, let me bring this to you. In the book of Nahum, chapter 3, verse 19, it says, "Your injury has no healing. Your wound is severe. All who hear news of you will clap their hands over you. For upon whom has not your wickedness passed continually?" Here's a wound of sin here. It becomes one's reputation. One's reputation becomes a reputation of wickedness. And everybody starts to take note of that. That one is wicked. You know, because this wound starts to gape. And everyone starts to see. And they start to label one as wicked. What do you say, Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, that's very true. And it brings those kind of labels unto one empilweni yomuntu because of the sin that they've done. Even ngenxa yokuthi uAmnon wenza into embi kudadewabo, he ended up because of lust wadlwengula usisi wakhe.
Ibambe lapha mfundisi wami, ibambe lapha tisifaka kugogo Sibeko. Because of a time. Go, go!
Hey, bafundisi bami ngiyanibulisa igameni elihle lakha uNkulunkulu ngithi sanibonani.
Dumela kuku.
Hey, uNkulunkulu namusa ngigcinile emfeni wakhe.
Hallelujah.
Hey, kya lerata. Watsantse ke khopela mbaruti ba ka ke tsebeng ka dira diang gore ke khopele gore like a bike tlang sante le tlo bolela kang ke khono study sa ka go bana. Ke a study sharp ya no a ska tswa ke ba le radio mara ke on place ke le go nna ke nna ga le rai o re ke le phone le gore ke khono kre contact o re ke tlang bolela tsang
be ke tlang re bolela ka holy vessels diviana tse bo khetwa go ba se biana se se khetheileng samrena go ra gore
o bi ke tlang bolela ka se biana se khetheileng
ehe. Ehe, holy vessels, yes.
Ai, ke tswara gona mo.
Yeah.
Bana ba ka bakae mo muruti wa ka ya perekang mine.
Sipopolo se gona, o gona kuku.
Ei, Sipopolo se nya kubulisa e kamene elihlela ka nkulunkulu angcilele wena. Sizwe tsibonane ngoba nako kuyala. No Pastor Reina e uschintshile manje dialogue so ibambele.
Dominic naye yebo
en o se malahleni ai ke a leboga baruti ba ka ke nyako senya le nanego le kgonne bolela kang
ka cheko kuku re bolela ka wounds of sin dikgobalo tsa sebe
le bolela kang
dikgobalo tse di tla mo mothong ya tse di tlisang ke sebe.
Oh, le bolela ka bakuku 2 verse 5.
Aha.
Yeah, how se nele se dila sa go fora nke ro tsoma o phatla malapa ba. Amen.
Amen kuku.
Ya le bo ga baruti ba ka ke tla tsara ye a biketlang ye ya se tsibiana sa go neneketswa.
Thank you kuku, thank you.
Ai ba di make most studio ba botse ke santse ke ba rata ka lerato la bakuranta 13.
Ba o thele dije ke tla ba botsa kuku.
Amen. God bless everybody there.
Amen. Blessings to you, Kuku. Amen. Amen. Right. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Mfundisi Mota.
Yes, my brother. I would like to read the book of Psalms, chapter number 38, verse number 3, and also verse number 5, where it reads as follows. There is no soundness in my flesh, that is verse number 3, because of your anger, nor any health in my bones, because of my sins. Verse 5, it says, my wounds sting and are corrupt because of my foolishness. We see Mfundis here, Uguti, Isonos, letter even Ukula physically. When he speaks of there is no soundness in my flesh, in other words, my body is being afflicted. This is the wound of sin, where the body is afflicted. And the other thing is, Oguti, sin provokes the anger than uNkulunkulu and ngenxa yalokho our relationship with the Father iyadiminisha our relationship even kwa wena uba na that emotional guiltiness you have that shameless ukuthi I have wronged in the presence of the Father like the prodigal son into ayenza eyamenza ukuthi abuyele back to his position ukuthi he came back to himself ukuthi I have sinned against my Father and against the heavens let me go back home so because wherever he was there was no soundness in his flesh he started to eat izinto ezingafanele so kubalulekile because the wounds of sin mfundisi they affect even our health that is why David says here that there is not any health in my bones because of my sin and my wounds stink and are corrupt when you speak of thinness you know isilonda ngeke simane sinuke sinuka ngoba sesibolile because iso noma ngabe uzohlala phezukwaso sizobola and when it becomes rotten and it just starts to smell that we will start to see ukuthi there's something that is not right with this person so it's best ukuthi when you have wronged the Father come back to your senses and come back and go back to God and seek for forgiveness because the rottenness of the wound will be evident enough you know for everybody to see because it is actually counting against you everybody uma ngabe unesilonda mfundisi nobani uyakubuza ukuthi wa lana walinyazwa yini so these are the effects mfundisi of sin these are the wounds esiwathola ngani ngalokona and it's continuous reminds us earlier before we received the call I was talking about Amnon who decided to rape half sister and as a result look at what happened he ended up losing his life because Absalom wenzani kwaba khona i revenge because of the anger that emanated in the house of David so kubalekile mfundisi ukuthi we need to be cautious of these things ukuthi whatsoever even uKain uKhayina wagcina alahliwe noma xoshiwe in the kingdom because of jealousy it emanated from jealousy and jealousy lena it led him to kill his very own brother so we need to be these are the things mfundisi there are people ngenxa yomona even though they are not killing people physically but ngamazwi and they live a bitterness a bitter life you know the wounds of sin leads to a bitterness and shameless in your life.
Ngikuzwa kahle. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base this on the issue of wounds of sin. Di khobalo tsetli sankisibi mo bophelong ba motho. And of course you can tell us just as much. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's take your calls 012-334-1322. Let's go to Soweto. Bavilakazi, sawubona.
Hey, sawubona, unyaka omusha, my brother.
Enyakeni, sawubona bhuti wami, udle kahle na.
Ngibonge no pastor Motha, no mfundisi uSipho no J.D. Dominic.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu esasilondolozile, my brothers. Uyazi, umsebenzi wethu nasesifisi ukushumayela ivangeli.
Yeah.
Kepha silokhu sihamba noJesu Kristu, with our eyes, siwele esonini se last of the eyes. Abaholi abaningi balahlekelwe yifuture. Bazithola belale nomuntu wesifazane belobe shadile. Njengoba uPastor Motha beyithintile le ndaba le. Kuthi kuze kwenzeke nabantwana ngaphandle. Ibandla, siyibandla sisukile kumdali. Ngoba abanye bethu baya emathuneni to communicate with the dead. It is because you are tempted to look to the world. Instead of looking to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And since on the sin can be, siloku siyibandla, senze izinto esicabanga ukuthi zinhle. Not doing the will of God, my brother. Ego is doing the better. Sisuka kuma promises ka Jesu Christi, othi, my promise is to meet all your needs according to my riches in glory. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Esinye isono is of self-care, which becomes selfishness, brother.
Yeah.
Esinye is pride of life, which can become self-promotion. Umuntu always afuna ukulalela yena ukuthi hayi phela mina ilebuli ngicoko iqethulo lami ilebuli
hey mate
so sithola mina isikhathi sokusolenta sokushumela evangeli
hey mate
you understand isone sine lesilindile singatshela abantu sikhosi ngezibonelo kaJesu Kristu. UJesu Kristu yazi brother Ray ngimthanda kakhulu owathi eyindodana kaNkulunkulu. He modeled a life of total dependence on God the Father. That is John 5, verse 30, brother. Niyabonga kakhulu.
Wow.
UNkulunkulu anibusise, to God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father bless you, sir. Sibonge kakhulu. Sibonge kakhulu. Ngibona namatlapa yawina siyabonga, baba. Nkosi kubusise.
Ah, siyabonga ngempela, baba. Nemvula inakamnandi.
Yeah, namatlapa yawina siyabonga. Yo, sibonga kakhulu.
God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very aspect and issue. And this is the notion of wounds of sin. What would you describe wounds of sin as if you say, yes, I have an experience on this. I have had some wounds because of sin, or I know of such, or I've studied with regards to such. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
All right, and let me come back to you, Sipho, now. When we talk also of disfigurement, in Isaiah chapter 3, verses 9, it says, the look on their countenance witnesses against them. Maru uge wabona isithunzi sakho sifakaza against wena, maru. Your reputation testifying against you. It says, the look on their countenance witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, They do not hide it. Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves. These wounds are called the evils that attack the soul. The evils that attack the soul. The evil that is found having base and conquests into our souls. These are wounds of sin. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Fundis. And remember, when we sin against God, we also hurt our soul, because after we've sinned against God, our soul lose connection with God. And that's where ubumnyama bungena phakathi. And remember, when there is no light, definitely anything will attract ubumnyama, kuzoba izinto ezimbi. And with indaje intweni mfundisi la khona siphila nje umfundisi Monti beshilo ecaleni siba Peter. Umuntu olimele akwazi ukulimaza abanye abantu, and we also feel mfundisi ukuthi we become rebellious uNkulunkulu. We walk with carnality, we walk with pride, and we reject, and we sometimes try mfundisi ignore izinto zikaNkulunkulu. Ingako one of those things bonile kakhulu amawounds mfundisi ukuthi of sin is we always argue with God ngoba siyabona ukuthi kumele ngaphakathi kithi. Umuzi umuntu athi uyisono ngani ukujola likuphi ivesi lo muntu sekalimele mfundisi. We try to adjust ourselves, kusijustify. Muzi umuntu asaphuza utywala sathi nono Jesu wafika ababhorekile wabona ukuthi hayi angimenzela utywala. Those are the wounds. We try to twist izikaNkulunkulu because those wounds are hurting us. We try also mfundisi ukuba betrayal, because abanye abantu abaningi ababetray ivangeli mfundisi abantu abake basindiswa. Why? It is because those wounds ukulimala kwabo bafisa ukuthi kwangathi abanye bangalimala njengabo. Njengale mprofeti owaye umprofeti omdala ukuthi wahlukana noNkulunkulu, when you see a young prophet Ezra ukulemnikeza ama instruction ukuthi go and prophesy, don't eat anything, but he lied. You come to that new, young prophet, no, uNkulunkulu ukhulumile kimi, now you can come and eat with me. After sidlile, that's where kubonakala ukuthi he was lying. So wounds of sin, yila sibona khona ukuthi abantu, they want to be wounded, uba to wound other people because themselves also they are wounded. And that thing, ngokwako, we betray people. We refuse to believe in God. We argue with God. We fight against the will of God. And we refuse to pay even attention in uNkulunkulu according to Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11. And lastly, we deny uNkulunkulu. Lakhona sibonakala ukuthi mfundisi siyavuma ngomlomo, but our action denies it. Why? Those are the wounds that we feel umbona umuntu ulimele ngaphakathi, uyasho ukuthi ngumzalwane, but ingaphakathi lakhe uyabonga akasamkhonzi uNkulunkulu ngendlela yakucala. Leso silonda esingaphakathi siyamlimaza ngaphakathi.
Sure, absolutely. Let's hear what you say. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Hanging out with my friend Sipho Bolos Gathebe and my friend Mko Mota. We are looking into this, the very aspect of wounds of sin.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. What are the wounds of sin even all about? Let's start with you, Mfundisi Wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Umsakazo wethu indzabalo etithokothisako. Manje ke mfundisi, wabala kamnandi indaba mfundisi. Leyi ibangwa isono, lokulimala lokubangwa isono emzimbeni yethu mfundisi. Kepha mfundisi, uJesu wabeka ikhambi. No kwaba khona ikhona ikhambi lapha encwadini yaka Johannes, First John chapter 2.
Yeah.
Verse 9. Uma sizivuma bangixolela abalalela uma ngingafunda ngayona. Uma sizivuma izono zethu, uNkulunkulu wethembekile, uma uthembekile ukusixolela zona nokuthi asigqehlambulule mfundisi.
Yeah.
Uma sizivuma, uma sivuma letono lethu. Ngoba letono mfundisi nokungavunywa mfundisi.
Hey madodana.
Noma khona abantu mfundisi abalivuma icala mfundisi.
Yeah.
Lezwe laseGerman mfundisi, kwakukhona inkosi enayinothe kakhulu ngokwamasheleni. Yacela ukuthi emajele lamakhulu yakhona iyothi ukhethele bantu laba ifuna ukuthi bayohlala kwayo. Yafika lena mfu yangafika athi ngifune bantu mina. Yafika athi wena woneni umuntu athi lumaluma, athi lumaluma mfundisi, umuntu athi lumaluma, athi luma, angafuni ukucaca nesiciniso, angafuni ukuvela neciniso mfundisi, abazi ukukhuluma athi inyaniso. Manje ngonyaniso ikhulula umuntu mfundisi. Kwavela munye wathi mina ngonile Nkosi, ngonile ngilana ngoba nginelicala. Bathi ngifuna wena sambe uhlala kwami wena. Basala lama ngafuna ukuvuma tono mfundisi. Ngoba nalapha emamandleni mfundisi sekoma nabo bodyguard. Labo bagadi abazalwana uma umzalwana zihlambulula mfundisi. Uba sewuyasuka lo mama noma ubaba aphuma mfundisi wasekhwalala angasabi nabo tsotsi. Ahamba ekumbishopo ayifika amtsheleti indzama mfundisi athi hey lezi singana ngwambe sitida sukusayo. Umfundisi aphelela itiya, umfundisi fakele 6 yamacanda mfundisi. Ahle. Yeah, akhiphe tonke lezindzaba, tonke lezindzaba. Manje ke abantu sebasaba ukuthi uvuma tono mfundisi. Kungakho sono sesilimaza izimpilo zilimaza umshado sono mfundisi. Isono silimaze nomsebenzi mfundisi. Khani mama pastor.
Khani mama mfundisi amina. Hey, inhlekiso yamacanda bathi 6 yamacanda bambhakele mfundisi. Hawu, akukhulume zonke impihlakalo. Hey madodana. Yeah. Young mangazake.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, let's hear also another one. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let me see. This one is from Lenki Rambo. Says Dumela mbonta temreneng. The wounds of sin are permanent and devastating to the sinner if they fail to repent. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Lenki Rambo there quoting Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 to verse 8. Wow, beautiful there. Lenki, we really appreciate. Blessings to you.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, Mr. Simwinji. Yo, yeah, that's a long one. Mr. Simwinji says, Calvary greetings, Pastor Ray, and your guest compliments of the new season. It was and still by God's grace that we made it to 2025. Well, Barutibaka, I would like to believe that the wounds of sin can be understood in two aspects. Initial wounds, this is the sin we are both with, which is rejection and separation from God. Isaiah chapter 59 verses 2, Romans 3 verses 23. Ongoing wound, this is the wound which continues to battle with even after we have accepted Jesus. We struggle with sins, habits that separate us from God, causing emotional turmoil, relational damage, physical consequences, and spiritual stagnation. To heal, we need salvation, justification, and sanctification, which means a daily putting to death sinful habits with the Holy Spirit's help. Remember that sin has consequences, and to be sanctified, we must be proven to have been victorious through the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit. Shalom, shalom, my brothers in the Lord. That is Mr. Simwinji. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you, sir.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right. Let's hear Togozani.
Good evening, Tate Ray.
Thank
you. What a beautiful year, Tate. Hey, we're going to come follow follow Ralebo, man. Tate Ray, lechodi. Ugwale Zanika kwano kamuna ka Alexandra. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Topic how today, you know, the dangers that are being caused by the sin. Yeah. What about topic you e batla yang hatata handland? Whatever. Hobane ke bua tsena le wena ke santsane ke referetse lengolong le le la the soul or some people like igila ba ukila itswa the king of Israel ke Jehovah himself, and then at the end I got hlaya or now why am we the king of Israelites. So what is happening or what happened there, re le ra bona hore during that particular time hona ba le the successful man ana iponsa ko Israeleng by the name of David, and then was prospering even more than the way Paul solana le ka teng wa bona, and then that thing iletsa re Saul abe le jealous wa bona. So instead of I appreciate so Moranana se etsa ka David ne, but yena ula develop anger, ula ba le anger towards himself, and then to the point where ba yona qetella sa batla go bolaya David wa bona. Jwaneng he hantse a yetsa a le mono a ntsana le that anger ne, ula ba le moment o lore Morana Modimo ula tloa hanyane before Saul.
Yeah.
So ntho ila mo fa le chance ya hore a qetele jwa la sa attend le di medium cell ring a Modimo na sa di batle wa bona. Jwale wa bona instead of hore a repent o nantsa ba entangled more and more, and again to lo ring e tsa la ba ina ba bangata ba Kriste ba bangata, even some of them ba tsa lantse ba le hona ka re grace o dilo. So then e ba le jealous, let's say fela kaka preaching fela, let's say for instance o preach hantle but ba gona o appreciate ka talent awe Morena Modimo a o fileng yona, motho monyana wa kwata o kwatiswa ke ntho, even if o tseba o letsa keyboard o kapa o tseba o bina, motho monyana ha rat, and then instead of ha batho ba o praise ba re ya man wa tseba mohlanga Modimo wa dibeya ditaba tsa hae, then yena o bale that thing a re ya, but then nka etsa mo feta, and then instead jalo ene motho jalo ha sa rependa o tlo qetela sana le bo depression, o tlo qetela sana le bo di jealousy to the point wa ba jalo o qetela jalo a sa iponsa hore ha rata talent ya hao. So the dangers tsa sebe di ka qetella di se di kudisa batho mentally, emotionally, and then babang unfortunately ble what ble jealous on I was one high khone lo pateya motho o jealous o khone mona ka speed, and then over negative how praise wa negative o khona lo dia shopping, and over le group elo ring o batla support or ba o dia ka ofela ntate re le go dikela boa ke 2025 happy new year.
Thank you so much, Togozan. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly, sir. Thank you. We appreciate. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's listen to Susan Bumi.
Molweni estudio ndibulisa kubo bonke abakhona estudio abakunye nomfundisi Ray ndibulisa umfundisi Ray ngelihle igama lenkosini Jesu Christu nabaphulaphuli bonke emakhaya ndiyababulisa ngelihle igama lenkosini Jesu Christu ndithi kubo unyaka omtsha.
Hallelujah.
All right, kuthethwa ngamanxeba esono.
Ewe.
Zathi ntoni kanene? Amanxeba mhlawumbi eza ngesono. Okanye ubunzulu ubuke bubuhlungu.
Yeah.
Obeza nesono.
Yeah.
Isono usakhoza idamage enkulu emhlabeni senze ona monakalo. Ndikhumbula xa isithi iBhayibhile yam ihlabathi lonke lileli kongendawo esho cinga kokulala kongendawo ungalala njani nankosi yam kuloya mntu ukhohlakele kangakaya. Kodwa ithethi ngabantu abayithiwe iBhayibhile ithi ihlabathi lonke lileli kongendawo kungenxa yesono ibangela ukuthi ihlabathi lonke lilale kongendawo. Asisena bazali, asisena bo odadewethu, abantu kwethu, abantu abethu, izihlobo nezalamane zafa ngenxa yesono ngoba ukufa kweza ngesono. Utshabo lokuqala osithenisile lokhu iBhayibhile ukuthi utshabo lokuqala liyakubhangiswa kukufa. Kufa oko kweza nesikweza ngesono. Ngoba ke enyanisweni uNkulunkulu uthi mayebeka izwi lakhe elinikeza indoda enguAdam ba uthi uNkulunkulu izwi lakhe walinikeza umuntu ongutata, walinikeza indoda emlezweni ye-Eden. Ningadla apha nalapha nalapha kodwa pha ningadle uba mhlanithe nadla kuluwa mntu okwazi ukulungula nokubi niyakufa. Wafika ke ngoku umfazi yena wane doubt wathi kwinyoka uthi uThixo hleze sife. Ngala doubt kwangena ke ngokufa ngenxa yalahleze kwangena ukufa. Nkosi yam, yho inde le nto yokufa yho yesono inzulu le nto yesono kwaqala ke ngoku ukuba kho kobunzima ngokuba uEfa wadawutha izwi lenkosi okanye ngathi wasusa into ebekwe uNkulunkulu wabekwa kwakhe wabeka uhleze weza nentandabuzo yabangela ke ngokukufa. Babengambathi phayana babengena akuxanda uvala uba mamanxibe kodwa mhla kwangena isono kwanyanzeleka bathula amagqabi emthini bembathe kodwa zabembathe umzimba wonke bembatha net amazantsi odwa bagquma ama-private parts odwa. Alright, kwasho ke ngokwangena ukufa kwalityutsha ihlabathi lonke. Omnye wabefundisi bam apho uthi namhlanje kunezifo ezingalaphekiyo ngenxa yesono. Yebo, kunjalo kunjalo kungenxa yesono. Uthi umzalwane wam xa ithetha le nto ngenye imini uthi uma ubona umngcwabo kungenxa yesono. Xa ubona umfazi okhalo bethwa yindoda kungenxa yesono xa ubona behlabana kungenxa yesono xa ubona usivi ambulance ethi yu uthi kungenxa yesono xa ubona isibhedlela kungenxa yesono xa ubona nesicima mlilo kungenxa yesono sakhoza i damage eyakanku sathutha ehlabathini nje sonakalisa asisana bantwana bathathwa sisono bafele sonweni unyana womkhulu wafele sonweni ku street kid wagqiba net i 27th year yakhe nge third nge fourth yambethi train wabhubha kungenxa yesono wayisitya izubiso unyana momntana kungenxa yesono so isono sikhoze ububi nobuhlungu nobuhlungu obunobunzulu isono kodwa ke ngoku umzalwane wami uyibeke kakuhle yena uthi umzalwane wami enkosini umkhonzi kaThixo uthi masibulele ngoba kwabakho isono bese umazelaphi mhlawumbe uThixo uba ngasibe khona isono besiya kumbonga entwenini uThixo xa zingasibe khona isono besizawusindiswa thina entwenini xa zikhasibe kho isono bebezawuphiliswa ntoni abagulayo xa zingakhasibe kho isono imiphefumlo yethu ibiya kuncanwa njani inqanele uThixo ophilileyo xa bezingekhasibe kho isono besiya kumfunelana uThixo ngeentliziyo zethu zonke xa bengikhakube kho isono uthi umzalwane xa ithethele uthi isono asizange sibekho ngemisteyikhi sabakho ngenjongo ngoba uThixo wayefuna kwa into ezawuveza amandla akhe naThixo so into eveza amandla kaThixo sisono sodwa ayikho enye into kukho abazalwana abathi namhlanje ndandinxila kodwa ngoku ndisinsiwe ndamkela inkosi uYesu Kristu ndaye kunxila uba bezingakhasi bekho isono besiya kumvaphi la mzali utsho kanjalo ude akunompumezo kuyangqina naye athi ndandiyintombi kodwa ndandingayazi intombi uba ubuntombi buphathwa kanjani ndandilala ndingekho ekhaya ngoba zandiyixelelwe le nto ngabantu abadwa kuthi intombi ayilali ngekho ekhaya utsho kanjalo ubungqina bukasita nompumezo ukuba besingekho isono usita nompumezo ebeza kunika ubungqina athi kutheni uthi umzalwane isono azange sibekho ngemisteyikhi uthi ayiyompazama kukho thixo onosuka abone sekukho isono ngoba uthixo wazi ziphele iqalo zingekabikho isono sabakho ngenjongo khona ukuze kubonakalaliswe amandla kathixo mandla kathixo lawo bezizawubekwa laa ntoni izandla kwabagula ubaphile bezizawubekwaphi izandla abagula ubaphile sitsho sibona amandla kathixo wayewuvuswa phi uLazarus yinkosi engesu Kristu ethuneni sitsho sibona amandla kathixo uba sasingekho isono uthi umzalwane xa ibeka le nto umkhonzi kathixo uthi sabakho ngenjongo yokubonakalisa ubuthixo yokubonakalisa amandla kathixo besingeke siwabona amandla kathixo ngaphandle kwaso isono so isono kwakunyanzelekile sibe khona yho hayi ke ngoku iyenyukela le nto wonakele umhlaba ubolile umhlaba babangcolile abantu emhlabeni efundile engafundanga kungcoliwe emhlabeni ngenxa yesono isono silityhuthile ihlabathi ndisuka kwidivorce mandingudaku nompumezo ngenxa yesono kodwa ke uba zazingazange sibe khona isono amandla kathixo ebezawubonakaliswa phi xa kutheni uthi umzala noma umkhonzi kathixo sabakho isono ngamabomi azange sibekho ngempazamo sabakho ngenjongo khona ukuze kubekho abantu abaqhamza namhlanje athi ndingumfana fa isono andisitshi ndisindisiwe ndisule ngokutsha izono andisitshi ndlale khanvu kekhaya bekho intombazana etshoyo ethi ndiyintombi nto xa ndinyathela kuthi nto ndingumfana fa xa ndinyathela kuthi fa besiyawuziva pha into zimnandi kangaka xa bezingakhange sibe khona isono uthi umkhonzi kathixo sabakho ngenjongo isono khona ukuze kubonakalaliswe amandla kathixo amen nkosi busisi Bye.
Amen. Amen, mama. Amen. Inkosi kubusise kakhulu. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And of course, wounds of sin. Wounds of sin.
657 AM.
Mam Maureen.
Good evening, my brother. You know, I have sent the message. Kusibahle. Ngithi mina angisiyena umama wesambathu, ngumama wesililo. You know, I am bringing this word. Greetings to you, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Mina ngizayenza I vice versa. Stephen was a man. Mina as a woman of God. Yebo sizokhandwa ngamatshe. Here is the word that I am bringing. Acts chapter 7. So if the people have the time, they must start to read from verse 1 up to the last verse. The verse that I will bring, Mina, I will start to read from verse 54. The stoning of Stephen. As the members of the council listened to Stephen, they became furious and ground their teeth at him in anger. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw God's glory and Jesus standing at the right hand side of God. Look, he said, I see heaven opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand side of God. With a loud cry, the members of the council covered their ears with their hands. A loud cry. Brother Ray, we cry, Tina. Mina ngumama wesililo. Ngiyayililela imiphefumulo. Liyasho izwi lakankulunkulu lapha ku-57. Lithi, with a loud cry, the members of the council covered their ears with their hands. Threw him out of the city and stoned him. They stoned him. Ngoba bengaba ngafuna ukuzwa izwi likaNkulunkulu. The witness left their cloaks in the care of a young man named Saul. They kept on stoning Stephen as he called out to the Lord, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He knelt down and cried out in a loud voice. He cried out in a loud voice. People can say whatever they want to say. Yes, we cry in a loud voice. Why? We do not cry for ourselves. We cry for the souls, so that people may come to the truth of God. Uti Lord, do not remember this sin against them. He said this and died and Saul approved of his murder. Abantu bayakhuluma bonke abafuna ukukhuluma ngathi. Here is Stephen. He cried out loud. They stoned him. Brother Ray, they stoned him. Bamstolela izwi nebankulunkulu. I don't cry for myself, mina. I will cry for the souls to be saved. Thank you very much. Good evening, greetings to you and to all the pastors and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Here is the word that I am bringing. Acts chapter 7. People may start to read from verse 1, but I have started to read from verse 44. From verse 54, the stoning of Stephen. Thank you very much. Good evening to listeners of Radio Pulpit. Yes, they will stone us. Bazokhuluma bakuthandayo. Stefani walibona izulu livuleka. He saw the Son of Man sitting on the right hand side. The one that osinxuselayo. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much, Mama. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you even abundantly. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. 082-657-2729. You can talk to us directly there. And then you can give us a talk to us also on 012-334-1322. That is direct on the line, and we are keen to hear from you. And also, you know, your texts, you can send your texts. Let us hear what you say. Sipo, let me bring this to you, my friend. And I am looking at Revelations. I'm looking at Revelations, Sipo. And Revelations 13. Revelation 13, verse 16, it says, He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark of their right hand or on their foreheads. Wounds of sin is that you become marked by the evil one now. Eh? You will be marked by the evil one as belonging to him. A wound is that the devil now has a claim over your soul. It's quite sad. Sipo.
It's so very sad from this, and it's so painful. Which we should have avoided that, allowing the God's Spirit to lead and to guide us into all truth. But it's unfortunately, and Monga Satan, he knows exactly what when we indulge in a sinful nature, there are repercussions from this. If I pay love from the Kwanagogo, imagine a revelation, new revelation, which you are. And others were not found. Those are the things when we indulge in sin, the wound is that we won't find our name in the book. Permanent pain that we suffer.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've gotten on to see when it comes to the wounds of sin, is death. How people had died being young, and we cannot overlook that and say, well, they've passed away. Life goes on, but people indulged in sin, and the wounds of sin that came upon them even caused them physical death. They passed away, you know, because of that. It is quite sad to see those kinds. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the issue of the wounds of sin. And earlier on, we were talking to Jablan Dominic, and up to the top of the hour, we're able to get through to Usipopoulos. And then, of course, also Umfundisi Umotha is on the line.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenemba. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Share the love, share the truth,
Share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
After that touching WhatsApp voice note by Mom Maureen, we have Godfrey. My friend says, Sirach, 21, Good News Translation. Sin on 21 of Sirach says, my child, have you sinned? Don't do it again. And pray for forgiveness for what you have already done. Number two, avoid sin as if it is were a snake. If you were too near, it would sink its teeth into your soul like a lion and destroy you. That is what Godfrey is quoting from Sirach 21. And Sirach 38 verses 9 and verses 19, Godfrey comes back again. I will read this after this.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Godfrey, thank you so much. He quotes verses 9 to 19. And then verses 9 up to 10, sorry. It says, my child, when you are sick, don't look around elsewhere, but pray to the Elohim, pray to the Lord, and he will heal you. Stay far from error. Direct your hands rightly and cleanse your heart from all sin. Cleanse your heart from all sin. That is Godfrey there. We really, really appreciate. Mfundisi Mota, let me come to you a bit and then and also to Usipopoulos, we will close. But let me read some WhatsApps just after this.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith-filled music and messages.
All right. Kotso Binang Mavimbela, I think it should say that, yes. Kotso Bimev, Kotso Binang Mavimbela. It says, greetings, Pastor Ray, and your guests, the wounds of sins, Muruti. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we were healed. I surrender all. Now, the question is, what are the wounds of sin? And if you can look at the wounds that Christ begot because of us, let's go to that. And people are still doing that, and it still comes to them. Look at what Christ begot for us, the piercing. You know, to pierce means to cut through or to put a hole through a skin, to pierce. And number two, crushed means, therefore, to crush means to break. To make into mince. Imagine what happens to the bones. For iniquities, they bring a crushing. And then check the punishment. And also there was what? Punishment so that we might have peace. Wounds of sin is also punishment so that we might have peace. And then by his wounds, these were his wounds. Punishment, crushing, and the piercing. All these wounds, we are healed. This implies Christ. Now, those who are in Christ, whom he has suffered for already, still continuing to commit sin, cannot quote this. They need to repent. You cannot quote that. You need to repent. The issue here is repentance. You know you have done this. You know these things are happening. You can see these wounds in your life. Repent. Finish. Enklar. Thank you so much. Kotso, now let me give you 2 minutes each to finish up. Let me start with you, Mfundi Smota.
Thank you. Thank you, Mfundi. Siyabonga kakhulu. In my closing, I would like to quote from the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 30, verse number 12, where it says, for thus says the Lord, your injury is incurable. And your wound is grievous. You know, there is no remedy, Mfundisi, for healing of the wounds of sins. It says that it is incurable. So therefore, the only way that we can be healed. It is through Christ when we come back to Him. We spoke about repentance earlier just now. It is important for us to repent so that we can be healed, because there are wounds that are in existence now as a punishment from the Father for our wrongdoings. But when we repent and come to Him, He is able to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the Word of God says that whom the Father loves, He also chastens. We are liar. So we need to do away with sin. Sin should not. What Apostle Paul, I've died through sin. So therefore we need to live in Christ.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Mfundisi.
Thank you.
Only through Him we can be healed and redeemed.
Absolutely.
My brother, thank you.
We need to repent, absolutely. And Sipho, finally, my friend.
If I've been finished this from this ukuthi ofihle iphambe kwazakhakala kuphumelela
ngoba
umusa kaNkulunkulu. There is a man, Christ Jesus, just opened his eye and in his hand he said, come unto me who are always heavenly burden. Come and lift up that burden.
Yes.
Kulungani busebaladeli wozani kuJesu
ngiyakuthanda
no matter what, even if your situation is more unbearable. Carry your sin and wash all your sins and all your iniquities away.
Amen. Now, just for a few seconds, man, I can play this a bit, but our time really has gone.
Blessed evening, Baruti Barona, Ka Lebitso Matla, Lebitso La Yeshua HaMashiach, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, as popularly known amongst us. Budimologile, wonderful topic, Murudire. Blessed New Year. Hengari, Happy New Year. It will be minimum, so let me take it to another level of glory and say, Blessed New Year unto you, the Lehodi family, and the entire family of Radio Pulpit, especially this show for the nation. Blessed 2025. Nothing but Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Not going to be long, Baruti Baka.
You know, time really has gone. We received this just a minute before. I only played a minute. But I promise I will play it on the next program. Papa Naledi, Bishop Makua, will play this on the next minute. Godfrey says physical wounds are a reflection of our internal sinful ways. I hear you to a degree. I hear you. Now, next week, we are going to be talking about holy vessels. How do we become holy vessels? How do we stay as being holy vessels? Sipho Paulos, ngiyabonga phuthu wami. Vuka emaqandeni.
Ngiyabonga ukungivusa, man. Kulula kubusisa. Mfoka Popo Sani, God bless you. Nabalele emakhaya. Tablan Dominic, fundisa mota. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. How's it going? And then, of course, Mfundisa Mota, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my brother. Blessing to you and yours, and blessing to Mfundisi Sipho, Mfundisi Jabu, and also the family of Radio Pulpit. Siyanthanda kakhulu, uNkulunkulu anibusise, my brother. Tuda Raba,
sinthanda kakhulu, inkosi benani ngendlela esimanga. And then, of course, the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for paying company with us. Thank you for the messages. All these messages, the truth in these messages is just amazing. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. From me, Ray, it's been an honor. Tuda Rabah.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Tune in at 6 p.m. every Wednesday for Ray Lichordi on Wednesday Live, your weekday dose of inspiration and empowerment to get you through that midweek slump. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 a.m. and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.